Ken, this is fascinating because greatness, first step toward greatness, is the understanding that we can't see everything about our life, that we don't know what we don't know in a sense, and that this actualized program, which describes the developmental map you've generated over the last 30 years, literally shows us the terrain of human potential, the mere knowing of which is what you've been calling psychoactive, meaning that it actually starts working on your being as soon as you're introduced to the map, which is pretty amazing. So, relating to greatness and all that we've been speaking about, I want to ask you about the idea of neuroplasticity, and specifically about the notion that simply absorbing the information that you're going to be laying out over the course of the program can actually change the way that a human brain works, literally physically. And in that same vein, what can we expect to happen as we start downloading into our own brain the contents of this actualized operating system? What actual changes really happen physically in the brain, and what the positive impact of this is? So, Ken, please speak a little bit about neuroplasticity and how it relates to the psychoactive nature of this operating system.
Even as short as about 20 years ago, it was still thought that the number of neurons and the configuration that they were in was more or less set permanently in the first few years of life. And that once you had that set, that was it. And there are textbooks, even, you know, 20 years old, that still are repeating that same notion. Well, when neurophysiologists, neuroscientists, started looking at the brain in more detail, and particularly given the much more sophisticated technological capacities of tracking brainwave activity, functional MRIs, and these types of things, then they could actually start to get a much closer look at what was happening in the brain. And that was astonished them, because what they found is that the brain is actually very responsive to its environment. And that if it's exposed to a particular type of environment again and again and again, it will actually change its structure. So the immediate effect this had was a reinterpretation, almost kind of a going back to Freud and his thoughts that so many things that go wrong in very early childhood. And as it turns out, the reason that young childhood can be so important is that trauma, and a trauma is a very disturbing, disconcerting, painful event. And yes, it's usually one of the parents' fault, but it can happen in regard to siblings and a little bit later with regard to peers. But as that trauma is repeated, then the brain will change. And so it will actually become, in a sense, a traumatized brain structure. And so it will start producing the neurotransmitters and the neurochemicals that are originally created for the fight, flight, or freeze mechanism. And where it starts to touch on what we're talking about is that, okay, now we know that the brain, when exposed to certain environmental conditions, can actually change its structure. And that's neuroplasticity. It can change. And so we have this whole spectrum of potentials and intelligences and dimensions of being. What happens when you put them all on the table and say, okay, now this is what we have to work with? We're not just working with IQ and literary intelligence, and we're not just working with traumatic states. We're actually working with a whole spectrum of different types of capacities and intelligences and emotional moods. When you take all of those, what you realize is that you can train the brain to make those potentials the standard default setting. Now, when you take all of these different capacities and all of them, in a sense, go through stages of increasing betterment, increasing excellence, increasing capacity. If you have somebody that is managed to take these capacities and work them into their higher ranges, and you get the brain to adapt on a default setting to these higher ranges, then you have gone from the standard human capacity to what we, without any exaggeration at all, are calling superhuman capacities. Your brain becomes adapted and restructured to produce superhuman results in whatever it's doing. And that means in all of these intelligences, in all of these capacities. And so all of a sudden, that's how your greatness can be manifested. Because now it has the techniques, it has the capacity, it has the vehicle to actually become great. Previously, you knew you had this greatness because your brain somehow intuited that it had these capacities, but you didn't know about them. You didn't know how to accelerate them or activate them. In many cases, you weren't even specifically aware of them, and nor were most of the experts that you contacted. So now you look at the overall landscape of this operating system, and you see the various types of skills and capacities and intelligences and perspectives that you have, and you start to introduce those into your own being, then your brain itself is going to start resetting according to those higher capacities.